Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very V-A-R-Y Necessary Podcast.
It was so nice not to have my ears blown off today.
I know. I wasn't sure if that was, you know, the actual
Nicholas Muff
coming
this
or not.
This motherfucker stuck his middle finger.
A little short finger.
You got short fingers.
Oh, he put them together to make them longer. You know, we got to give my bestie, a.k.a. our engineer, hell, because we have not seen him in a month of Sundays.
Because he been too busy for us.
Yeah. You got a boo? No? Okay.
Work is his boo.
Because you know men's act a little different when they get money and a new hoe. When a man get a with some money in his pocket and a new hoe, oh, honey. He brand new.
That's what you think.
Hold on. The third thing. A haircut, money, and a new hoe.
Nah.
I can definitely tell you a haircut.
That's when niggas switch it up.
It's the haircut for me.
Well,
because they do act brand new.
No.
With the chalk outline.
The attention, the money, and... No, I don't do a chalk outline. I can't do it. The money and a haircut brings different attention.
It does.
It comes with different attention.
Mm-hmm. See,
and a new girl comes with different attention.
I say the haircut because...
So, yeah, I was right. All three.
No, it brings different attention. We're not acting different. It's just different attention.
Oh, y'all act different. Let me tell you.
We do not
because,
act
see,
different.
Because, see, they hide the girlfriend until they ready to expose her. So, you don't even know when that's going to happen.
Well, we don't...
And the money, a lot of men don't like to expose the money until they, you know, ready.
So, living private.
But the haircut is already exposed.
You might be right about it, but if I already get the plastic, because I'm acting brand new.
It's different when you say I attract a different attention if I don't already know you. If I already know you, let's say Tony, because that's our resident, you know, reference person here on Very Necessary. Tony drives his, what did we say he drive? A little Nissan Altima.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And it ain't even a new one, y'all. It's like a 2008. But he tried a 2008 Nissan Altima, and you know he make 35K, and you know Tony. We know all that. If you have a history with us, Tony shit ain't all the way together. But Tony could be that same nigga, and he get his little chalk outline haircut, his Caesar fade, and then you know he done just got his tax refund because Tony got a couple churn. And the girls done let him claim him. So now he got the tax refund.
Okay.
Right, it's his year. And, you know, he might have done got him some new Jordans or something. And now he dating Felicia. And Felicia is the chick that everybody want. So Tony gonna have a little swag about himself. Now, this is the same dusty, rusty Tony that we done seen. But Tony looking a little different. He acting a little different now because he got some new shit going on in his life. Tell me I'm lying.
I'm not saying that you... Okay.
So it's not the attention.
His confidence has been boosted.
No,
that's it.
But I we don't even have to exert anything. Like, we don't even have to say anything. We don't have to do nothing different. We just... It's whatever. Okay. I'll give you an example of myself.
Okay.
Somebody I knew.
Mm-hmm.
Who I know. Out of the blue, just out of, like, now it's not too much a secret. I'm making a significantly more amount of money, and which gives me a better, you know, living life. But I don't outwardly, I don't portray it.
Right.
Yeah, my life is still the same. I still drive the raggedy car. I still live in the same house, paying the rent I'm paying, because I think what the mistake people make is when they make more money, they think they have
they
to
start
up.
Spending more
they
money.
Spend more money and they never see
more
the
money, more problems.
More money, more problems.
So I've made it a point to say, hey, look, I'm not going to move. I'm gonna try to do what I gotta do to save maybe 5 years and then be able to do some stuff differently.
Right.
Well, out of the blue, somebody from my past who I have talked about with y'all before shows back up. Mm. Like just popped up. Hey, what's going on?
Hi.
It was happening. So
tea.
We discuss, you know, we discuss the newness of, you know, our lives and this, that, and the third and blah, blah, blah. And she was like, you know, you still working at the same school? I said, no, I'm working at a different school. And she was like, well, how's that going? I said, it's great. You know, I told her, you know, kind of not, it wasn't bragging or anything, but it was more so just, you know, we're friends, so I'm going to tell you what's going on. Mm-hmm. Now, all of a sudden.
She caught the vapors.
Now, all of a sudden, want to come down. Vapors. Went in before, never wanted to come anywhere. And then was so superficial when dealing with me, and y'all should get it from there. I was so superficial with dealing with me that now that I got a little bit of change, it's like now the superficialness that went out the window. Mm. So
what's the song from needless the
80s? To say, I went to go see my daughters.
Now you come
went to move
back.
Them into school.
Mm. Hold on.
And when I went to move them into school, of course.
Well, Mike Jones said, now I'm hot.
Y'all on me. Well,
back so in the
back
day,
then, you didn't want me.
Now I'm hot. Y'all on me.
So I went ahead and I'm in the area where my daughters go to school. Mm-hmm. And of course, I posted. So of course, I get a message. Hey, do you want to go out? And the thing we would do is. Mm-mm.
They ain't say, hey, baby.
Oh,
hey.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, not that one.
Yeah.
So
what did he say? You didn't catch who it was at first. What happened?
Yeah. So hey, you want to go out and get some oysters? I was like, yeah, let's do it.
Nah.
And
then look at me.
Like that night, I like went out by myself. I enjoyed myself, and then I went back home. And then she like texted me, hey, where you at? We didn't get together last night. I said, oh, I'm on my way home, and I ain't heard from her since. So I just think it's not anything we necessarily do. I don't know what it is, but it's almost like some women could. It's like. Sharks with fish in the water, like, you know, got a fresh one on the hook, can sniff it out and smell it out. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. And I didn't move differently. You are friends of mine on social media. I don't post
you
differently.
You really don't do anything
I don't
different.
Do anything different than what I've been doing. Right. And so I don't take more trips than I've been taking. I don't do everything is always business oriented. So nothing is pleasure based.
But I'm going to just say this. She called out of the blue, supposedly. Acting like she didn't know what was going on with you, that motherfucker knew.
But how?
So
somebody gave you congratulations. Yes. Remember when the news broke that you got your new position?
Somebody else posted.
Because I remember clicking love on it.
And she saw it.
Somebody else posted.
And
our mutual friend posted.
She probably said, mm-hmm. rather than jump right in and act like I'm on it, I'ma let things simmer. I'ma let him give, you know,
right.
act like I'm just reaching out, and then I'ma give him the opportunity to tell me.
Do y'all have?
You can't be obvious with shit. Like,
well,
if
hold on now. Do y'all have mutual friends? You and
no.
Oh,
I mean, we're friends on social. Like, we're friends.
But somebody tags you in something.
Nah, she's in a totally different circle of people.
You can still find out what you want to find out. Let me tell you something about women. And I'm going to say this. Women are very calculated and formulated in what they do. I Google niggas, okay?
Are you Googleable?
Of course he is.
Yeah, he is.
Honestly, oddly enough, I am. Like, if you put my name in the correct spelling on my name.
Why not? Like, you're like one of the top high school basketball coaches in the state.
I need an autograph.
I mean...
Even when you Google a man or a woman, people who have tagged them in Facebook posts or social media posts, the posts are Googleable. Okay? So you can find out whatever you want to find out about
somebody. Especially
if
they're public, yeah.
Yeah. So come on, she knew. Hey, Yoshi.
Yeah, so I don't even.
Hey, boo.
It was strange.
Let me holler at that Negro.
Yeah.
It was just to your point. We don't have to portray anything different than what we are. And for some odd reason,
there?
To come.
Let me go holler him.
Go and see your man.
Is Yoshi at work today? Is he in his office?
I think I want me a kind of spouting.
Well, what I can say is, with this particular position, as with any other position, I have not. This is the end to, like, it's crazy how much I have to seclude myself with this one. Like, I haven't had to seclude myself as much as I do before. Like, this is homecoming week this week, and I've been invited to so many things, and I am just like, nah, I'm gonna.
You need an entourage?
I mean, really?
No, I'm just gonna
keep myself. That school is like a community, like a college.
Yes, it is.
It really is.
So I have to keep myself isolated from all of that. Like, if I think my friend Malcolm gave me just go to work, do your job, go home. Like, yes. Don't do anything else. That's going to be the way to keep that job.
So you have a mentor. That's well, I guess, not saying a mentor, well, but you know,
yeah, someone, that call you on your stuff.
A good
say,
friend.
Yeah, yeah.
It's called being a good friend.
Yeah, yeah. Like Malcolm, CL. I like CL. You know, he's told me multiple times, hey, you're here now. Don't mess it up. Like, you're here. Don't mess it up. Like, who?
Do you know how many people get there and mess it up?
Exactly. You're where you want, like, everything you've ever wanted in
segway,
your job.
Segue.
Yes.
So, yeah. Let's talk about that.
Segue into our show.
Hell yeah.
Fame.
I don't even know where to begin.
The responsibility of fame.
Where do you begin with this?
I
know, because
I got,
every
I
day.
Got there and take, fuck I it got up. Damn shoes off of this.
Get comfortable.
Yeah, because I'm so goddamn disappointed. I am so disappointed.
But why be disappointed when you saw the, like, you just didn't want to believe it?
Yeah, I just don't know why you're
disappointed. Because it was always there.
Correct.
I don't think the
stories were always there. The everything people talked about.
It was there, but there was no proof.
Right.
No, I think it was proof. I think it was just hidden with money.
Right. And I'ma say this. How many years R. Kelly been locked up?
It's been a while.
About 3 years now?
Right. So my thing is, I'ma say this. I've always been one of those ones on the show to say, when you get ahead of your bullshit and when you announce your truth in front of people, nobody can give you the backlash of embarrassing you and making you feel away or put, like, I just would have seen that shit coming with Kelly and then been like, you know what? Let me go head on and out my own ass and right my wrongs and pay off who I need to pay off so the brunt of this won't be so hard on me, because it's gonna come out eventually, but at least when it does, I can say I was the one who told the story first. Because, so if y'all hadn't figured out, we talking about Diddy. I would have just came on and been like, yo, I've done some unsavory acts in my past. I put my hands on women. I've done, you know, some unspeakable acts with women, and I'm in therapy getting the help that I need. I've publicly apologized to those people. I would have done that proactively versus waiting until my past or my secrets were outed. And then I got to come back. Because here's the thing. It's just like if I do something to you all these years and I never say anything till you tell everybody and they see me for the scum I am. And then I come and apologize. Why are you genuinely apologizing? Or are you just apologizing because now everybody know you ain't shit?
Several things. I feel like people in that position feel that they're untouchable. Mm-hmm. They feel like they are invincible. Mm-hmm. They feel like they control everyone around them because they are the top person. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I also think that apologizing is admitting. They don't want to admit. People that are knowing that they are wrong do not want to be called out. And they do not want to expose themselves of being wrong. So it's a pride thing. It's all about pride. And what, some people that believe in the Bible, they said pride comes before the fall.
Pride comes before the fall.
And that's all it is to me.
I agree with everything you both said. My thing is, I guess I want to know, was this an act of environment? Or was this an act of, and I don't want to put everything on a diagnosis. Are you true borderline narcissism, axis two, or was this just manipulative, or is it both? Is this part of environment? Did you learn this? Was this a learned behavior to get ahead in this industry?
I think it's a learned behavior. I think it's a combination. I really think it's a combination. Think about it. Before Diddy, before him, so many other people in the industry, whether it's entertainment, music, whatever, this has been going on. He ain't the first.
No, he is not. This is not the first, because I don't know if y'all recall, this was years ago when we first started. I started watching the documentary of Hugh Hefner, the Playboy Mansion. Hugh Hefner did the same thing, y'all. He had tapes. He blackmailed people. That's how he was able to move in and out of the industry. Because he had things on people, and I mean, they were deplorable. And those Playboy bunnies got on there and talked about some things until I was like, this is sickening. And so now we're hearing the same thing, the same action that Puff did. And it just seems like
it's been
more
done to him.
And that's what I'm saying. I've heard
at a young age.
It was alleged, and let's say allegedly, that it was done to him by top music executives that I hear now. They're acting like they got dementia and Alzheimer's, so they won't be able to talk.
You saw that?
Allegedly.
Clive's ass.
Allegedly.
I'ma say
so
it. Clive's ass.
I do think that, you know, all these things that have happened, I think when Puff did apologize, because remember, he did it after Cassie came forward, because anybody else, people would have kind of like, I don't know if they're being honest. But when Cassie stated,
they still didn't believe her, though.
They didn't believe her
until he did the apology
and then that video dropped.
And everybody said that's where he messed up,
because it was like
putting the apology
video out. he paid the money, so then he went back to his quote-unquote regular lives. We were seeing Baby Love and all the children and everybody, and it was like every time he thought his life was about to go back together, they dropped something else, and then something else was dropped.
Because what do people with money do? They pay the situation to go away.
But it wasn't going away, because when Kat would, it just seems like we and Miss Jaguar Wright, she'd been trying to tell us for years.
Yes, she has.
As soon as it was something, Lord, with Kat Williams and him being genuine, when he was just like, when he started talking on that show with Shannon Sharp, the genuineness of it, everybody stopped and listened. And so I feel like when Puffy sued the makers of Ciroc and everybody else to try to get some more money, that's when the floodgates came over and said, oh, you gonna try to ruin us? We're about to ruin you.
Also, from what I was reading, and I don't know a lot about the law, but state level and federal level, they're saying when the state come and make their arrests, they just have enough to do the arrest, but then they start collecting evidence after the arrest, right? Federal build a case before they even come to arrest you. Like, their case is already built, is already it's ready to go in and overdrive, and
because they do the arrest.
Because
they have to do that, because they need to make sure they ain't coming with some little bullshit that,
like,
you can
state
get,
level.
Right. That you could get thrown out easily. They gotta have enough on you to put you under to where you can say you guilty for something and plead down.
And that's why they said him being arrested by Homeland Security, it had to be something major that went down, because Homeland Security would not just come in to take a regular person, whether celebrity or just some average Joe off the street, into custody.
But that's where Homeland Security came in, because of the trafficking.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They couldn't just say, oh, he's having these wild parties and people are coming, you know, with the nuance of, we're just going to go and have a good time. And, you know, of course, pills and drinks and edibles and things like that are going to be there.
And it's just the evidence that they have that we don't even know about yet.
Yeah.
We just know about the snippet of things that they have given the public about him. And, you know, of course, his indictment is online. You can read all the, what, I don't forget how many pages of the indictment. But the things that they are still collecting to this day, and the very next day or within hours of his arrest, all these top people.
But I'm gonna play.
I heard
I'ma
it
play
was
devil,
sealed.
I'ma
though,
play, but
I
how can it be sealed if playing devil's advocate here? How do we know
about the 1,000 bottles of baby oil. How do we know about all of the 700 and something dildos in there?
That's what they want. They want everybody to focus on.
Right, I'm saying. But if you're going to give someone a fair trial, humor me on this. If you're going to give somebody a fair trial, nobody should even know.
Right.
Any moving parts of this investigation, it should have been, we arrested Sean Combs for X, Y, and Z today, and details will or will not be, you know, presented in the trial. Nothing. Because how do you give someone a fair trial? Even when you pick the jury, you're not going to see. You got to ask these people, have you heard anything about the trial?
Because if you have, then you need to be
excluded. Then you have to be excluded. Everybody got to fucking walk out.
Right.
Well, they said that he tried to bribe, not really bribe, but he tried to pay off $50 million because he went to court. And his attorneys, they said, was trying to tell him, let's not take, you know, let's decline. But he wanted to go to the hearing or whatever they call it.
Grand jury.
Bond.
Right.
Bond hearing.
And they denied him. And his attorneys knew that that was going to happen. Because if they would have denied going, that would have gave them more time. And because him say, I don't know who he's trying to give $50 million to, but they said they weren't playing it. Money can't.
You are a flight risk.
Money,
we know that.
Money is not going to buy you out of this one.
But let me tell you who the smartest motherfucker is out of all these niggas who done something crazy.
Who?
Russell Simmons.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because he went somewhere they can't get him. He probably they can't touch him.
And you know, he probably tried to tell them. But Russell Simmons knew way ahead, they are coming for us.
I gotta go.
I'm getting out now. Let me take my winnings, get the fuck out of here where they can't touch me. He is the only one who did anything smart.
Indonesia or something like that?
Bali.
Okay.
Bali.
You can't touch him over there. R. Kelly had the resources to do that, did not.
Because Puffy had the resources to.
I don't, this is a no. I really think Puffy thought he was invincible and that no
one. R. Kelly did too.
I think
I'm pretty sure. No,
Puffy had long money. R. Kelly don't have a. Puff had long money. Well, he has.
Who you think got more money? Russell Simmons or Puff?
Puffy, because he a billionaire. Russell's not.
Russell broke and Kamora, she exposed that.
Yeah. Russell don't have money like Puff.
Well, not our broke.
Yeah, he MC Hammer broke.
Look, are you MC Hammer broke or Martha Stewart broke?
Yeah, right. So
now I want to look up the net worth.
Really, I think Puffy thought he had all these people in his back pocket. But when you mess with people that got money longer than you, i.e. those the little alcohol people, it was over. Okay. You gonna pay me this? Puff gonna pay you this? We gonna pay you that. We all watch Scandal. We know how this thing work in the background. They don't make these stories up for nothing.
Pay attention. Just
pay attention. I really do feel for the children. Especially Delilah and Jesse. You know,
as a child that has a famous father.
Right.
If you were that child, how would you take all this in? Like, how do you digest and comprehend? Did they see things or were they always hidden from that life?
I think the young men did.
I think the daughters didn't see.
He kind of guarded them. Yeah.
Because they probably say, this is not my dad. I've never seen this behavior. I've never seen him like this, you know? And then the stories that they're going to hear about their mother.
Oh, yeah, because you know? Was it Albie Shore that did the cease and desist? So Albie Shore did the cease and desist, but the children sent out a statement saying, you know, please, you know, all these lies or whatever, can y'all please stop? My mom did not write a book. She never wrote a book, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So,
yeah, they said that this is Diddy's camp is doing that and highlighting some things, but then trying to make him look like a good guy in this so-called book. Yeah, it's a mess. I you know, as a child, you don't know what to believe, what not to believe when you don't know.
Especially, yeah.
And when I'm speaking of the girls, mm-hmm. Not the boys, because I'm sure they have been exposed to a lot. And the fact that, you know, their mother is not here to defend any right. of this, it is very sad. It's very sad.
I mean, here's the deal.
This is going to be a sad day in hip-hop culture.
Where do the kids go from here? Because number one, I don't know what kind of schooling the twins have, but just think about it. You can't. At this point, you're going to have to be homeschooled because kids going to clown you. Everything eventually blows over, right? I would just find the resources enough to get these little girls homeschooled, let them lay low for a while, and until all of this blows over, the trial, the this, that, and the other, and then let them move on. I feel like they have the talent and the look to be runway models.
Well, they're already modeling.
Right.
They're already modeling.
Right. But right now, that's not a good idea.
It was written that they are with one of Kim Porter's best friends, Lala. Mm-hmm. That's who they're with. My understanding is they attended the school that.
And not Lala Anthony.
Not Lala Anthony. They attended the school that Bryce James and and all the other babies in California was right. a part, because at one time one of the babies was dating Bryce, LeBron's son, LeBron and Savannah's son. And I think now, since everything has happened, they've kind of split up.
Girls?
17.
Yeah. I don't feel like now is the time for them to be in any type of private schooling. I think they need to be homeschooled.
I agree, and I'm hoping and praying. Sheltered. I'm hoping and praying that's what's going on, but you have not seen them. Of course, you've seen the young men, because they're all grown now. You know, when they were in and out of court, you know, hoping that their dad will get some type of bond, but that
I
was
not. I haven't heard Quincy's name come up in a lot of stuff.
Quincy has been there front and center.
But it will.
That's what I'm saying. He's been there, yeah, but I haven't heard allegations.
I've only heard
name.
Christian
and Justin. And
have
Justin.
Y'all heard Justin? Because I only heard Christian.
Well, they
name.
Mentioned something about both Justin recently.
Both of them. Russell Simmons' net worth of 2024 was $500 million. Puff's estimated net worth $400 million.
I'm sure now, because he got to pay everybody off.
So, this was Puff's as of September 20th, 2024.
Okay, because, you know, remember now, he had to pay Cassie off
right,
and some other
right,
people.
Right, 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 right. So.
And he's selling the homes and all of that.
Well, I mean, nigga.
And then, what about Young Miami? Like, what in the
child,
world?
Child, Carisha is on Revolt doing her shows.
Acting like
ain't nothing going on.
She ain't phased no
kudos
nothing. Kudos. But
is this?
But
what
is it kudos
a split between
or is
her
it,
and her group member?
No,
I
don't
think
know.
That was, I think that was stuff. Something it, prior it, to.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, but that's a good question, Yvonne.
My
could
thing,
be.
My thing is just in respect. I mean, she has enough money, I'm sure. I would. I don't know if I would carry on with life as though nothing is happening. I would have at least put a statement out and been like, you know, I need to gather my thoughts. I need to put things into perspective, and I will come back with some type of revamp or, you know, rebranding as of 2025.
She was on something.
Do you just,
yeah, she did. Yeah. And she said that they were no longer together anyway when everything was going down. Now, that's what she stated. She
okay,
said
but
that
prior to it going down, they were together.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
but
what
she
I'm saying.
Said, well, she was saying like months prior to anyway, they weren't together.
I don't.
It doesn't
that's
matter.
A li- that's not yeah. true.
It doesn't matter, though.
Because we see you on social media. So here's the thing. You remember when all of that shit went down before with Shine, him, and Jennifer Lopez,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know who these people in Illuminati and the higher and the powers that be is. But J-Lo, Jennifer, and Puff was together that night. They were coupled off. The shit happened. She went to the gods of Illuminati or whoever and was like, hey, put me in a relationship with somebody else and make this shit go away because I got a career and I got to keep this shit hot and I can't be tied up into that. And remember, like, no sooner than after that, and we know J-Lo go through some motherfucking dudes. No sooner than after that, she holding hands and coupled off with Ben Affleck. The where this nigga been at? Because you was just with Puff in the club. So come on, lady. And Jaguar Wright, I be damn. She said how the powers that be put that all in place in order to save J-Lo's career.
But I don't know. Maybe she's not on that realm to get somebody to give her a chance. So she's still doing her revolt thing, and maybe she is rebranding. But I don't know.
That's just like when, okay, so on the way coming to our meeting today, we talked about how, you know, celebrity life or social media life is really smoke and mirrors. And we'll get more into that on the next show. But we talked about a celebrity couple who was on social media who had all of this shit going on, or they were the perfect couple, this, this, that, and the other. And then an event took place and they wind up breaking up, and then everything kind of like showed itself for what it was.
Right.
So I don't know how authentic that relationship was with Puff and Carisha.
It wasn't.
Or
it's business.
Even
I think it was a business relationship.
It was always like kinda like toiling with me about the relationship with him and Misa. Because some, you know, pictures you would see or video or social media them you would see where they just seemed like they were real chummy. And then it was some where, you know, you could just kind of tell, like, she was, I'm done with this shit. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what kind of control or power he has. And I'll be honest to this day, Misa Hylton has had another child with another dude. But you never see her photographed with another man. Kim Porter, you knew she had a boyfriend here, there, or whatever, but you never seen her photograph with another dude. None of his baby moms, you gonna ever see him photograph with another man as though they've gone on with their lives.
What is the man's name that him and Kim Porter dated, and then all of a sudden he died?
Oh,
he was a producer. I'm trying to look it up now.
I don't know, but that's crazy.
How did Andre Harrell pass away?
They said he...
Oh, he had some kind of...
aneurysm or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, at this point, I'm looking at everybody's death as suspect. Hell, I mean, I'm the medical professional on this show. You can make any type of...
claim.
Homicide look like a natural cause. I mean, because if you really want to. Hell, you could pay the damn medical examiner
that's what
to
saying.
Put
that's
whatever
what, that's what
on
they
the
said
damn
Puffy did with that that girl that well with Kim's, because they said the original coroner report had something different, and then they fired that coroner and got someone else.
Right.
And redid the
I mean, but that didn't that happen like even with something going on with Michael Jackson or something too? Like, eventually, you know, initially they deemed it one cause of death, and then it came out to be another. So that's why I said, at this point, I don't throw shit out there for somebody to come back and say, well, you said, but I also don't believe anything I've heard at this point in the game. Because let's be honest, nobody really knows who shot Tupac. Who shot Biggie? Hell, who killed who? Who had a hand in? Who killed Nicole and the dude far as OJ and them? But you know what I'm saying? It's just like, hey,
did you hear about that's the falling out with Puffy and Pac? Because now they're saying that maybe he tried Pac.
That's what
and
I heard.
That's why they stopped being friends, or something happened and they stopped being friends.
I could believe it.
That blew my mind.
Not only that, it's just the timeline of events that's taking place. The guy that admitted to killing Biggie,
right?
He comes out. Shortly after that, Cassie's situation comes out.
Right.
Shortly after that, all the stuff has happened to Diddy. Like, has these things been lined up for so long to happen to expose him?
Because my thing was, when Cassie originally left and went on with her life, why not, you know, bring things to the surface at that point? Why would you wait years later to bring it up? And I think that's why people felt like I didn't believe Cassie when she said what she said. I actually did believe Cassie. It was just a point of
timing.
Right. Why wait now? You've gone on and moved on with your life all these years. You should have did this like years ago.
I think somebody told her, if you don't do it, you're gonna go down with them.
I think when Puff, like you said, retaliated against all these other industries,
right?
That's when everything, all hell broke loose.
But it's been said that it's been said that in the past that Cassie has helped him to recruit these underage girls or illegal women to these parties. So,
but if she it makes a valid point
for you to say they told her she was going to be labeled as an accomplice. So what did she do? She got ahead of it. You see
immunity,
what I'm talking about?
Immunity.
So now I got immunity because you can't come back for me, cuz I told y'all this motherfucker was abusing me and made me, cuz what sounds better? Oh, I had to go get these hoes because
I was scared of my life.
I was just assisting him to be assisting him.
I was too young to realize what was going on.
No, not even that. I was in an abusive situation, and this is what this man made me do, so I had to do it. So that's going to grant favor over me if someone were to ever name me as, well, she was helping him. You see what I'm saying?
What's a commercial sex worker?
I don't know.
Maybe so.
A commercial sex worker? Or what?
That's what they had written down, that he had commercial sex workers. So yeah,
I think maybe it's like industry related.
I mean, yeah, that would be what high profile, right?
Okay, I've never heard that term before.
Yeah, I haven't either. And you know, I follow sex workers.
See, that's
on
the guy right there. I just can't pull it up. That's the producer.
Don't be hating on me because I got a fascination with sex workers. Dead.
The one they tried to say that's Justin's dad?
No, not him. No. Oh, okay. They said Justin's dad was the bodyguard.
Oh, yeah.
This guy is a producer. And I can't pull it up.
And you know the sad part about this, I think so many people subliminally tried, when Kim passed away, tried to say things without saying it, i.e. I'll be sure. Even Kim's best friend. You know, there is so much that has been done over the years that become desensitized. You become so familiar with what's going to happen. You become so familiar. Oh, she got a broken nose today. Okay, whatever. She's had a broken nose before. Like,
right.
It becomes so repetitious that it's the norm. And everybody went in as just normalcy. Like, oh, this is Puffy. This is him. Like,
I mean, because if you look at how people talk about sex trafficking now, you know, before it was like, oh my God.
Or they don't want to talk about it because they were there and they saw it. And they don't want
to
be
women from different countries to do. You know, it was, oh my God. Now, oh, okay. Yeah, they were
She knew what she was doing anyway.
Yeah, they were sex trafficked.
She shouldn't have ran away from home to go over there anyway.
We are a society or a culture of desensitization. nobody cares about nobody getting their ass beat no more. Nobody cares about women being called out of their names and disrespected. Nobody cares about women being sexually assaulted anymore, because sexual assault is really nowadays not like sexual assault. That's just like, it was like crazy to me how these women, mothers, were handing over their fucking
nobody
kids
cares about to, protection anymore.
That's what I'm saying. You're handing who, what mama thought she should have dropped her kid off at R. Kelly's house for days and weeks at a time? Same reason why, who thought Usher mama should have gave fucking custody over to Puff?
I did not even know that until I started listening, because I didn't even know Usher was under Puffy's
13, 14 years old. He was handed over to him. Like, Usher's going to tell you on, like, this but nigga got me at bars and clubs and sex parties at 14 years old, and I don't want to be there.
Right.
He's saying this years ago. I just,
what's the one, I was watching the People's Choice Awards for country music. I actually had a good time watching it. I really was jamming with the country
music.
Okay, ma'am. But hold on, I'm going to get to this.
Come on back.
No. I'm standing in line. So what shocked me was one of the performers, which is, he goes by MGK now, Machine Gun Kelly. Uh-huh. And I remember
when he was on Rick Ross label.
No, he was on the Bad Boy. I remember when he was under Bad Boy. Yes, he was on Bad Boy label.
Wow.
Yes.
I thought
he produced that song Wild Boy with Waka Flocka. That was on the Bad Boy.
Okay.
Bad Boy South.
And it just says Bad Boy South.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I said, oh, he done been to a Diddy party and crossed over the country. Because he's doing country.
Yeah, he has started doing country rap. Yeah.
Country rap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I said Diddy. I said he wasn't down with Diddy parties.
He wasn't down. Country rap.
Yeah. That's, he's doing something. Like Eric Church and all of them. Sam country. Hunt. All of them do country rap.
I have never heard of such a thing.
It's crossover country. Yeah, it is. That's what they're calling
it now. Sam Hunt, Eric Church. Toby Keith did a little of it. He introduced it. And then like Shaboozy.
Yeah, Shaboozy.
All of them. Yeah. They're all a part of that.
Kane.
Yeah, Kane Brown. Yeah, he kind of, but he really country.
Yeah,
but,
he really is. But he crossed over, and now Beyonce's crossing over
to country. But they don't. She's not.
She had 18 nominations and didn't win, and they banned her from
CMAs didn't even give her a nomination. No, because.
Well, she was nominated for 17 or 18.
For that award.
Oh, for the People's Choice.
But not CMA. No.
But she's banned or she restricted from coming to the CMAs or something like that.
Oh, is she?
Why? Yeah. What happened?
I don't know. Yeah, they okay, it's one of the two, but you know, she's not, you know, welcomed.
Mm. Well, we off on a tangent.
No, I was getting back to how people that once was with the label, how they're no longer associated with, like, the Justin Bieber. He has no association with Diddy. Trey Songz no longer have any association with Diddy, but they said that he was a Diddy boy.
Well, they said Justin was too, and that's why he fell into that deep depression.
Mm, yeah, they said Justin, Trey, and Usher was Diddy boys. He groomed them at a young age, but
and so here's my thing. I don't knock anybody for their bisexual preference. If you like to have sex with men, you like to have sex with women. Cool. I got an issue with you using your
status
in order to influence or to make somebody, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes influence
is the force,
right? To say, well, you don't have no other choice but to do this. So I feel like anytime you become successful, there's a level of selling your soul to something. So that's when you got to know who you are. And because there have been so many people in the industry who have said, you know what? if I gotta go and sleep with X, Y, and Z, I gotta go and do this to you know, to sell so many albums. What? Fuck that. I'll walk away right now. And I applaud those people.
That reminds me of, what's the, India Ari, hearing her story. And she says it's a doggy dog world out there in the industry. But my other thing is, why do you feel like you have to manipulate, connive, destroy people's lives when you are prominent? And it's people that just going to be, that's willing, that's going to give it to you. No,
but I'm going to tell you why. You remember when Puffy was doing Making the Band? Remember that shit? Uh-huh. He and so many other music executives feel like there is an order to getting to the top. We have it in frats. We have it in all walks of life. There should be some type of initiation or some type of, you got to show me how bad you want this shit for me to give it to you. Nobody's just going to give you something because you can sing and you can dance and you sound good. Oh, great. You sign here, then we're going to pay you this advance.
What are you willing to do?
What are you willing to do? What did I say? You are going to sell your soul to something. I don't give a damn if it's sports. I don't care if it's music.
Right.
Whatever line or whatever you're in. Even with the gymnasts who we watched in the Olympics, what was the hours a day that they train? Remember when all them, the doctor was found out that he sexually assaulted all the gymnasts and different things like that?
I was shocked.
That's when we found out how many hours a day those girls was training. All the rigorous, like, you know, things that they had to do with their bodies and you know, the diets and the different things that they had to do just to maintain that level of performance.
Right.
Like, so... Okay, it gotta be it has to be like some type of gatekeeper or mediator or something to say, so this is what we wanna do, but we ain't doing all of this.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Cause you could've asked, R. Kelly could've asked me, hey, I think your daughter has a beautiful voice. Would you allow me to work with her? Yeah, sure, R. Kelly, but when she come, I'm coming.
I'm coming.
Right. I'm gonna be in there with her when she come. I'm not dropping my fucking baby off at your house, nigga. Right. Like, that's all somebody got to do.
It's just very unfortunate that people in that position of power have to manipulate someone into doing what they want them to do. Like, it's just sad.
You're going to have people. You're going to have people. That's just like,
if my talent can't get me there alone, I'm not jumping through hurdles. I'm not doing anything that's going to diminish my soul, or diminish me as a human. You're not going to dehumanize me at all.
And that's why, like, you look at Maya, you look at all these people that are just super talented, and you're like, well, why aren't they at the level of Janet, Madonna, Beyonce? Because
they chose not to sell themselves to that industry.
Right.
They refuse, and I applaud them.
And you know who else? Mickey Guyton was on Angelina Yee, and she talked about that because she was a part of 3LW. Uh-huh. Did not know that. Mickey Guyton was a part, and she said
the reason. Singer?
Yes, she said that her father went in there and asked and questions, and father was like, "No, we can't continue with this contract because y'all aren't giving me the proper answers." And she said it hurt because, of course, 3LW went on to be, you know, be very successful. But she said her father was right there. Like you said,
her
you would do with your baby.
Her life.
Right.
And now
she's one of the, you know, top country singers in the country. So, I mean.
But I say all this to say there are going to be people who want to do whatever it is that you want to do. You don't have to use your power and your influence to take someone out of themselves in order for them to reach the levels of achievement or success that they would.
Absolutely.
Like, you come on now. I always go back to Bill Cosby. Them hoes knew what they was doing when they went to my daddy Bill's house, okay? Back in the 70s. You knew we was going over there to do roofies. You knew we was going over there to get high. You knew hold on. We all knew that.
We knew what the party was going to be about.
We was going to the Playboy Mansion. You knew what you was going over there to do. Hell, I'm going to speak candidly today and say, if I was in New York in the 90s and Puff said, hey, I'm having a party. You want to come? I know I'm going to Puff shit and somebody might want to try to fuck if I go to Puff shit. And either I'm going to say yay or nay. We got to own the fact that do what you do. Say what you say and stand on your shit.
Right.
I told some little young girls the other day, little group of young girls who was talking, and I was like, the problem is, don't nobody want to admit to they whole shit.
Right.
You mm-hmm. see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I could definitely admit, yeah, I was out at pub parties. We was out at the pool fucking. It was nice. She paid me a couple dollars and yeah.
But I think, like, I think the problem is the drugging.
That's the problem.
And then I call
not
also,
me not knowing what right. I'm drinking.
Right. Yeah, and what I'm doing. So, and then yeah. I wake up a week later and I'm still at your house.
But
what's
that,
going
but
on?
That comes with a mindset and a parenting to where my grandmother always told me, you watch somebody pour your drink. You don't take no drink out no man hand who just
hands
something to you.
Yeah, but you at a party that you are so fascinated that you at this party, you ain't even thinking right. You still got to be.
But at the same time, I ain't going to Puff party without my homegirls. And I'm like, hey, we come together, we lead together. And this one,
let me tell you.
Yeah.
We come together, we lead together.
I'm the air signs.
If you see me walking away to a bag,
like, hey, where you going?
If you see me walking away to a bag,
but even when we party, I'm still looking for you. Vaughn over there in the cut. Right.
And if she get missing, we busting every door down. Whether we find your ass.
A person like me, I'm so in the hype of the scene that I'm so enjoying myself that I'm not even paying attention. You know what I'm saying? Whereas my homegirls can't be like me.
We all can't be the same. That's why I see you floating around.
That's why you're gonna have a
like,
Scorpio with you who don't trust no fucking body. I don't know none of these niggas in here.
There's Vaughn over there.
I'm watching all points of the motherfucking room.
We all us three cannot be the exact same.
No, we can't.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That is a recipe for Puffy.
Right.
Okay.
Puff nasty. We gonna get at your ass.
It was this lady on a podcast, and she was saying that she always wanted to get into Puff parties, and she was like, well, dog, am I not beautiful enough to get there? And so she had this other, it was another young lady, beautiful lady. She was out of Texas, always got invited to Puff parties. Well, long story short, she got on drugs. Now she's recovering. And she just said now she just feels like now that was God's way of protecting her from that life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
and that's what I say.
I just, you know.
Be grateful.
Going back to the man that I was talking about that was dating Kim Porter, his name was Shakir Stewart. And he committed suicide, allegedly. But now when Puff found out, the story is allegedly when Puff found out that Kim was dating him and they were serious that maybe he had something to do with his death. Because
what time frame did he
this was 2008. They found him
so
in his apartment.
Puffy got a history of destroying people's
right.
The halves, because you know, he tried to blow Kid Cudi up in his car.
That's the first thing I thought about. Mm-hmm. I said he tried to blow up
Kid Cudi
car.
Almost wanted to commit suicide. I don't know if y'all
knew
that.
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to take a break from music because his mental health.
And I think it was because of what Puff was harassing him. Now we know. Because he liked Cassie. And he wanted to treat her right.
And who was it that they allegedly threw over the balcony?
That was Suge Knight.
But it was somebody else that Puff and
because
Wale. Was it Wale?
Yes.
It was somebody.
I think it was Wale allegedly, but Wale says it's
Wale
not true.
He says not true.
Yeah, that's what he said. It's not true.
I think he's just trying to protect his identity. But it's okay because if you ain't ready to come out, that's fine. We here for you when you're ready.
Mm-hmm. The whole point of this shit is know what you're getting into.
Yeah.
Know what you getting into. Period, point blank. And we out.
Yeah, that's it. That's all.
Well, thank y'all for tuning in today for today's show. We appreciate you. Remember, you can send us an email at the also very necessary podcast at gmail.com. Never miss an episode on our website at the very V-A-R-Y necessary podcast.com. And catch us on social media with the name, you know, the very V-A-R-Y necessary podcast. Susie.
We out.
We're not mentally, physically, socially together.
Because that takes a toll.